another episode of CCK Live. My name is Alex Gamache, and today I'm joined with my colleague, Brandon Paiva. In this video, we're going to be discussing how to increase your VA benefits if your rating is too low. To begin with why veterans might want a higher rating, the answer is simple. A higher disability rating means a greater amount of monthly benefits. Under certain circumstances, VA may increase a veteran's disability rating in light of new evidence that their condition has deteriorated or gotten worse. Veterans may also file a claim for an increased rating if they believe that their condition has worsened since they were initially granted their original disability rating. However, if your symptoms match the rating that you were given, you might not have a strong case for receiving an increased rating. Now, there are many different ways veterans can go about getting an increased rating. So, Brandon, did you want to get into how veterans can do this?
Sure thing. Thanks, Alex. So, VA may increase your rating in certain circumstances. However, veterans themselves also have a few options when seeking a higher disability rating. These options can include filing an appeal within VA's deadlines, filing a new claim for an increased rating, filing for TDIU, otherwise known as a total disability rating based on individual unemployability, and you can even file for secondary service connection to try to get an increase in your VA disability rating. Now, let's break these down a little bit. Let's talk about filing an appeal. If you think that the disability rating that VA had assigned you is too low or the effective date is incorrect, you have three review options to choose from under the Appeals Modernization Act. These three review options are the higher level review lane, the supplemental claim lane, and the notice of disagreement lane. Now, we're going to break those down a little bit more detail as well. So, talking about the higher review lane, by choosing this lane, veterans are requesting that the regional office, otherwise known as the RO, we're basically requesting that they issue another decision based on a higher level of review. In this higher level review lane, veterans are not allowed to submit additional evidence in support of their claims. The RO will then issue a new decision based on the same evidence of record that was available at the time of the prior decision. Basically, a higher level rater is going to render a decision if you choose that higher level review lane. But as we had stated, you cannot submit new evidence, but you are free to submit arguments in support of your high level review appeal. Now, sort of different than the higher level review lane is the supplemental claim lane. Now, in this supplemental claim lane, this does allow you to submit new and relevant evidence in support of your appeal. This is the only lane in which VA has the duty to assist veterans in gathering evidence to support their claims. Importantly, in this lane, veterans will maintain the same effective dates for the claims when submitting new and relevant evidence if the supplemental claim is submitted within 1 year of the RO's initial decision. So make sure you look at that decision letter that you had received to make sure that if you believe that the supplemental claim lane is going to be your option, make sure that you're still within that 1 year window to file your appeal with new and relevant evidence. And now, last but not least, talking about the notice of disagreement lane. This lane, otherwise known as the NOD lane, veterans can appeal their cases directly to the Board of Veterans Appeals following an unfavorable decision from the regional office. Again, typically within that 1 year window from VA's notification of that decision. Here in this notice of disagreement lane, where we're going to the Board of Veterans Appeals, you're able to skip sort of that second level review at the regional office level and take your case essentially to the Board of Veterans Appeals. So those are kind of the different options you can use to potentially appeal your case if you believe that your rating is too low.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon. It's good for veterans to kind of know these different lanes, so when they're ready to appeal the decision, they can pick the best option based on the evidence of record or the evidence that needs to be submitted with their claim. The next way to get an increased rating is just by filing a new claim in general. The disability rating VA assigns in its initial rating decision might be satisfactory at the time, but what happens later on if that rating is no longer sufficient or the veteran thinks their condition has gotten worse? A veteran can go ahead and just file a new claim for benefits. This would be a situation where the veteran is outside that 1 year appeal window to file an appeal with any of the lanes that Brandon had talked about. Generally, veterans submitting a claim for increased disability compensation would use VA Form 21-526EZ, which is the application for disability compensation and related compensation benefits. Although the form can be submitted on its own, a veteran can also submit any new and relevant evidence they have supporting that the condition has worsened. An example of new and relevant evidence may include a medical opinion explaining how that condition has worsened over time. We do have a blog post about new and relevant evidence, so feel free to check that out if you're interested in what new and relevant evidence actually is. Lastly, it's also important to note that filing a claim for a higher rating can also lead VA to schedule VA examinations to assess the severity of the condition. It's important that veterans go to these exams because failure to attend might result in a denial for increased ratings. The next way to kind of get an increased rating is filing for TDIU. Although TDIU is not a specific condition that you can get an increased rating for, TDIU is a benefit that allows veterans to receive disability compensation equal to the 100% rating, even if their combined disability rating does not meet the scheduler 100%. Basically, veterans who are unable to obtain or maintain substantially gainful employment because of their service-connected conditions may be entitled to TDIU. And more information on TDIU, again, we have another blog post, so feel free to check that out. One of the last ways we'll discuss today on how to get an increased rating is filing for secondary service connection. Brandon, did you want to get into this benefit and why filing for it may be beneficial for veterans?
Absolutely. So we're going to provide a little bit of information about the increased rating for secondary service connection, but we do have a number of blog posts and a number of other videos that strictly go over secondary service connection. So we would strongly advise, you know, to kind of take a look at that stuff if you're looking for more information about filing a claim for secondary service connection. But generally speaking, you can file a new claim for a secondary service connected disability. So technically, this is not an increased rating for an initial disability, but it can still result in increased compensation for you. An example of a secondary service connection claim would be if the pain medication that veteran takes for their service-connected back condition causes gastrointestinal issues. The veteran may be compensated for the gastrointestinal issues, but even though the gastrointestinal issues are not directly related to service, they are directly related to your service-connected disability, and because of that service-connected disability, you have to take medication for it, and that medication causes sort of those intestinal problems. You can file a claim for secondary service connection for those gastrointestinal issues. But like I had said, if you're looking for more information about filing for secondary service connection, take a look at our other blog posts and our other videos where you can get some more detailed information on how to file for these, or maybe even the process involved in initially starting your secondary service connected claim.
Thanks, Brandon. So to kind of wrap up the topic of increased ratings, when you ask VA to take another look at your disability rating, VA will review your entire claims file, meaning it doesn't only look at just evidence that's supporting your claim, they also may look at evidence that is negative towards your claim. If you feel that if you or the VA feels your condition has actually improved or that the initial assigned rating you received is correct, VA might not increase your rating. But in reverse, if VA does find that your condition has improved or the evidence is negative against your claim, VA does have a right to decrease your disability rating. So before filing a claim or appealing an increased rating, it's important to do your research and confirm that the evidence of record is actually supportive for your increased rating. Speaking with your doctor or attorney about how realistic your request is and making sure you have the evidence to back up your claim can be helpful. An accredited representative can help you ensure that you're submitting the strongest claim or appeal that's possible. To learn more about increasing your VA rating and the types of different claims and appeals you can file to accomplish this, please check out our other videos. Also, be sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel to stay updated. Thank you.